Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I'm joined by Digital Communications Coordinator for Virginia Tech Athletics, Hope Brown. On the episode, Hope talks about how she transitioned to a full-time job right after graduation, the value of connections, and the power of a positive perspective. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. Well, I'm very excited like I am for just about every episode. And today, on a rainy day here in South Florida, but it's not raining all across the country. I hope not. I'm just assuming we'll get into the weather in a second. I have Hope Brown. Hope, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fantastic. Now, let's just dive right into it. Is it raining where you are right now?
No, it is not. Thank God. I am landlocked, so I don't really have to worry about this hurricane that everyone's worried about now.
Yes, so that's we're getting some stormy weather down here, but the show presses on, and this is the beauty of technology. So we can bring people together from all across the world, all across the country. So it's an awesome thing. So how I like to start every show is just to bring a little bit of a context around for everybody listening, watching in. So can you kind of catch us up as to what you do on a day-to-day basis now? And before we started recording, you talked about how these past 4 months have been a whirlwind for you. So we'll get into that. But let's start with what you're doing currently, and then we'll work how we got there, where you're going, everything of that sort.
Yeah, so currently I work for Virginia Tech Athletics as their digital communications coordinator, and that encompasses that I really just run Hokie Sports social media. So I kind of do day-to-day coverage of every sport, and then game time coverage for football because it's currently football season, so game days are kind of hectic on this end. And so that's everything from Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. And yeah, it's been crazy cool just learning, but I'm about a month and a half in, so we're learning, but we're also growing a lot too.
No, definitely. And I saw that you actually posted something just like that on LinkedIn recently within the past few days. You're talking about how you never, I don't know if it was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you never been to Virginia. This was like something, you know, just everything was brand new about this. So can you kind of talk about what that's been like transitioning and something that's totally new, whether it's the job, the location, the lifestyle, everything of that sort?
Yeah, so I got reached out via LinkedIn for this position, and I'd say it was pretty much my dream job going into it, but I've never been to Virginia, never stepped foot. I knew what Virginia Tech was. I think like that's pretty well known, Power Five school, so obviously it piques my interest. And then I actually got hired, and a week and a half later, I moved here. So it was a super quick process, finding an apartment, finding a roommate, all on Facebook. And then kind of just adjusting. I had 3 days before I got here that I started. So, I mean, just the adjustment of the location. And then also compared to Boca, obviously, it's a very small town. I'm living in Blacksburg, Virginia. So that's also been an adjustment, kind of figuring out like what I'm gonna do with my free time, because I was a big beach girl. So being landlocked now, it's definitely a little bit interesting, but kind of just figuring out the social aspect of moving here, but also having the foundation that my team does in my department, in the digital department here, is great, because they are like a family here. So we do stuff as a team already, and then I've kind of made friends with them outside of work as well.
No, that's awesome. And so can you talk a little bit, deeper about that this transition aspect of things? Because I think, you know, everybody's going through it, whether even if you stay in the same location when you're leaving college, that there is just that crossroads right there, even transitioning jobs outside of school. And it's easy to see, like, from the outside, or like when you look at the big picture, like, or after the fact, it's like, oh, like, I got through it, I went through it, you know, it worked out in the end. But can you talk about what was kind of going through your mind? How was it feeling when you did make that move? What you're kind of doing on those days where it's like, man, I don't know what to do. How are you kind of managing those sorts of things?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was so fast of a process that I didn't necessarily have that much to think. My internship that I did this past summer, I was working like 12 to 14 hour days. So I was going through this whole like almost interview process, because I worked all the way up until a week before I moved. So I was going through this process while working 14 hours a day. And I kind of had to like take that time when I had like maybe 10, 15 minutes and be like, Just kind of go through all my thoughts because I was super overwhelmed in the moment. And I think like just leaning on those around me to kind of for guidance, I reached out to Professor Curtis and Barr of in the sports management program, kind of got their two cents on the situation I was in. And just talking with everyone in my life, from like my friends back home in Texas to college friends, to the people I was on my internship with, just kind of giving their two cents on kind of what I feel like I needed to talk about it because I was so overwhelmed that just even like talking it and like kind of having my thoughts lay out on the table to try to figure out what that move was gonna look like. Having never been there, almost like going sight unseen, department unseen, like I'd never seen anything was like super scary. And I think it's one of those moments where I was like, I just have to risk it because it could end up being like the best decision in my life. And I think at the end of the day, like everyone needs to know that like a job is temporary. Like if you don't like something, you don't have to stay there. And I think that's one thing, like as a new grad, I didn't really think. I think like everyone thinks like you're gonna have this perfect career. That's kind of like what you kind of think of that you want for yourself, but also you see everyone around you, like maybe you've heard stories of all these success stories where you kind of overanalyze like how they got there. And I think for me, I was like, well, what if I hate living in Virginia? Like, what if I don't get along with anyone, this or that? And I think just having to realize that like you can risk it. I mean, I am so I just since I did just graduate, like it's not like the end of the world. It's not like if I decided I didn't like my job or anything like that, that that was a change that was gonna have to be permanent. And I think on the social side, I think one of the biggest things is since I did graduate in 3 years, being so young, I did graduate at 21 and I'm still working at 21 of my first full-time job. That was one thing that kind of terrified me because a lot of the people around me are so much older than me and have so much more experience. But also even socially, like I'll have a full-time job, but most people that are my age in the town I live in are going to be college students. And I was ready for that like mature lifestyle change of where it's like I need to be focused on work and like kind of just getting my life together all around and maturing. And I think like that idea scared me a little because I realized that like I think in my mind I thought that anyone that I wanted to be friends with needed to be like 21 or 22, which the demographic here, obviously that's going to be a college student. So kind of just learning that like you can be friends with all ages or everything and or anything, and also like the girl I'm living with is in a similar situation, so just kind of finding your people and I think inside and outside of work.
No, I love that. I mean, that was just like you were just taking us on a journey there. That was so good with the things that you're saying, and I think that is such a big, not necessarily a big thing, but like a tough thing to balance is going into that first job, even the second job, whatever, but feeling like you have to have it all figured out, especially coming out of school. And then the other piece of that, what I really like that you said too, was that idea of like, you have these natural worries, and this is all, human nature. It's like, okay, what if it doesn't work out? But, on the flip side, going into things is, hey, well, what if it does? What if it is a good fit? What if this, is a good situation? I think so much of, how we create our situations comes from the perspective and how we see things, and it sounds like you're just absolutely crushing the perspective, how you're seeing things there too, which is absolutely awesome. So, let's go back a little bit. Coming through school, kind of growing up, what was that dream job? Because you did mention this was, you got reached out. This is pretty much your dream job, for where you are right now in your life. Was it always this, or did it kind of evolve into this through school? How did you get to, figuring out, hey, this is something that I really want to do?
Yeah, so I think growing up, I always thought that my idea of like my dream job was to make a lot of money. And my way of doing that was I was like, I want to like work in the medical field. So like in high school, I was like part of a meds club. So like we went and did field trips. I really thought that I wanted to be a nurse, like a NICU nurse for a long period of my life. And then I took biology and I hated biology. And I was like, I cannot do this. I'm not going to pass this class in college. And then I also kind of started to realize that with like the people in my life, I realized that I really wanted to surround my future career with something that I was passionate about. Because I think like if you're truly passionate about something, then like you're going to love what you're doing. So I always loved sports. I grew up being a competitive gymnast and at fifth and I was doing about like 40 hours a week, so I was doing like an excessive amount of gymnastics up until like about 15. And so then I kind of transitioned my love for sports into track. And I always grew up watching football with my dad, stuff like that. And so I knew kind of sports management was the path I was going to take after I decided that like the medical field was not for me. And then I kind of started dissecting what that looked like. I thought when I first came to Lynn, I really wanted to be a sports agent. But then again, like I had no passion for like law, like the idea of going to law school or anything like that. Like I don't think most people realize that to be a sports agent, you actually have to go through full law school and then also like go through all this like testing to get there. And I was like, that's not something I want to do. And actually, my freshman year, I was in like a graphic design computer science class at Lynn. And my first 2 days, I was like, I do not like this whatsoever. And so they like had to find me a class my first week of school that like had space, and they put me in a public relations class with Professor Carlin, which is one of my favorite professors at Lynn. And I actually like fell in love with that. I added that as my minor, so my minor was public relations, advertising, and social media. So that kind of gave me like a new like idea of what I could do. Like if I really like this, then I could combine that with like the sports business side. And then through Lynn, I was a student admissions ambassador. And then when I started kind of realizing like what are some things I could do in the admissions office that could benefit me, both just like in my career, but also like my personal life, kind of find an interest. And so I asked to join the social media team. And so I kind of started doing like social media through like business on the side, through the admissions office. And then I realized like I could do social media and sports, and that'd be something I'm totally interested in. And I think with that, since I was a business major, and I think a lot of times when I was like reading up on LinkedIn about like the jobs, a lot of people were always like, you need a communications degree or this or that. So I just made it like my goal that every single like experience that I was going to use to put on my resume was going to be in communications, because I love the sports management program so much that I didn't necessarily want to change my major. And so I kind of just used all my internship experience throughout the, I guess, the past like 3.5 years through communications to kind of get me to where I am now. And I think having like both sides like really does help me. But I definitely did not have it all figured out. And I think like going to college with that is kind of nice, because I think one of the biggest things I learned is you can take classes in other degree programs or at other colleges within the school, which really benefited me, because I don't think I would probably end up where I'm at had I not taken that one public relations class. So, yeah.
No, that's again like such a great approach to have, because especially going into school, just like coming out of school, you don't need to have it all figured out, you know? And like I remember when I was coming in, I was communications, didn't know exactly where I wanted to go. I just similar to you, I was like, no math, no science, like keep me away, you know? But I think that's so important to even go in, like you're saying, it benefits you in a lot of ways, because sometimes if you get locked in on a single path, you kind of shut out these other opportunities, you know? So if you were locked in on sports management, you wouldn't necessarily think about exploring, or you may not think about exploring the communication, the public relation, and as a result, you wouldn't be exposed to these different things. So I think that's, you know, really, really important, because then, like you're also mentioning, you're able to get experience outside of your degree that's going to still continue to help build your resume and help you get to where you want to go. So no, that's awesome there. Now, what were those conversations like, you know, when you were getting into the job, looking at, like you mentioned, you talked with, you know, Dr. Barr, Curtis, you know, the people in your corner, you know, from all areas of your life. What were some of those conversations like? What kind of questions did you ask them to help you kind of sift through all the good chaos that was going on?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things was I was working an internship that I absolutely loved. I was surrounded by people that became my best friends, like my family, and I was currently interviewing for a full-time position with them. So it was one of those things of trying to figure out like what path is meant for me in that moment. And I think the biggest thing was taking the people out of the job. Because I had all these relationships at the current company that I was at that I absolutely loved to death. And I think like at the end of the day, they kind of clouded my judgment on like what I wanted in life, because I was working in golf and that was not a sport I was interested in whatsoever. But I love the people and the organization so much that I was like really set on like I could see myself in this position, and I couldn't necessarily see myself at the job I'm at right now. And I think my biggest conversation was like, I don't know a single person, like I'm moving to a new state, kind of just figuring out like almost like making a pros and cons list without the relationship side of it, because I think at the end of the day, like the people are going to be there for so long, like people are going to move, whatever. But like if you don't necessarily like love like this structure that like your job is based off of, then like am I going to be happy, and am I going to be successful there? And going back like 6 months, like the position I'm at right now was honestly exactly what I wanted to do. I have always said I want to work in football or basketball. Or baseball. So with my position right now, I do have like a kind of outlook on the whole athletic department. So I'm not just covering like one single sport. I'm not just covering like golf. And that was like really one of those proponents that I had to like almost look at of yes, like this organization, these people are great, but like at the end of the day, I my dream job is to work like and run the social media of an NBA basketball team. Like that's ultimately my goal. It's so, like which one is going to help me get there, and also which one's going to like help me like make connections and experiences that also can help me get there too. So kind of just talking through that aspect, but then also like the personal life aspect of the company that I was at. I knew that some people on my team were going to be hired, and so I was like, okay, we both moving to a new state together, a new city. And so I didn't necessarily have the like worries that I had about moving Virginia, in comparison when I was talking about moving to Virginia. But I kind of realized that like I studied abroad. I moved to college in Florida coming from Texas, and I didn't know anyone. And I like absolutely loved that those experiences and all the people I met. And I kind of realized that I love change. And so like though it might be like scary, like it was probably the best way for me to get to where I want to be. And as terrifying as it was, and I'd still say like there's moments where like I can't believe that I'm living in Virginia. I mean, I've been here for like about 6 weeks now, so I would say that I still don't have everything figured out. I don't have like a solid friend group or anything like that, and I think that's one of those things where it's like it takes time to do that. But I like love my job so much that I think looking back on it, I'd probably regret not taking this in like instead of the other job. So I think that's just one of those conversations where I really just had to like be realistic about it and kind of take the emotions and the relationships out of my decision.
Yeah, that's such an interesting perspective, and one that I don't think I would even like personally think about, is taking the people side out of it, because that's such an important piece of your job. You want to like the people that you work with too, and that's awesome that you were in that environment. But in order to create like a clear to like decision, because I think that's another great perspective there, is okay, do I like what I do each and every single day? Because like if you're saying the people are great, but you don't necessarily like what you do, you're the one still gonna have to do the work, so that's a really, really unique kind of point of view and way to work through that. So that's awesome there. And so you said that the Virginia Tech reached out to you through LinkedIn to get this job.
Yes.
And so what was that process like? Kind of were did you send out messages? Was it something, did you like say like, hey, I'm open for, to be hired? What was how do you think that kind of got started?
Yeah, so I'd say like LinkedIn is my best friend throughout college. I think with COVID, like it was just kind of a way to network without like going to all these networking events. And I think like if you want to work in the sports industry, that's like the biggest thing is networking. That's what everyone always tells you. So I definitely use that throughout my career, but they actually reached out to me. My current boss messaged me and was like, hey, we have this position coming up. Here is kind of a description of it. Here's like salary, everything like that. If you're interested whatsoever, like let's call. We can just chat about the job and kind of see if that's something you're interested in. So I did call him. We talked for about like 15, 20 minutes just about the position, kind of what it looked like on a day-to-day. And then just, I mean, it definitely piqued my interest. But again, I was like in this internship, which I would say like was like my dream internship, even though it was in a sport I didn't necessarily see myself working in. But it was one of those things where I got it. I didn't really think it was gonna happen. I was like, it was in July, so it was about 2 months post grad, and I was like, I'm 21. This position, like I'd say, like 6 months ago, is exactly where I wanted to be, but I didn't think with the way like I know the sports industry works that it'd be like something that I necessarily be hired for, because just I am so young, I didn't have like the whole ton of experience like I did, but there's just like a lot of like what ifs going into it. But I was like, might as well. So that was about a month, and then he keep updating me because the company that I was working for like hadn't necessarily like publicly listed the job yet. So he kept updating me, and at first I was like, it is never happening, like it's a delayed process. But then he reached out to me on a Thursday, and I interviewed on Friday. And again, he just kind of like relayed all the information to me, and then I talked with him and his boss, which is one of my higher ups now, and just kind of discussed it. They asked me a bunch of questions, kind of where they thought I could fit in and what I thought I was good at, kind of just more on like kind of where my weaknesses were too, but also kind of where they thought they could develop me. And then I had the interview on a Friday, and I was hired on Monday. So, and then I decided that on Tuesday. So it's very quick, like that process. But it was kind of a crazy thing because I was kind of just doing it because I was like, there's no way I'm going to get this. And also I was like, I've never been to Virginia. Like, why would I want a job at Virginia Tech? But then also like, it's also Virginia Tech, which is like a pretty prestigious name when you say it like that. So it's kind of just luck, I'd say. It wasn't necessarily like I'd say I definitely did a lot in college to make sure that like my LinkedIn stuck out. And I made sure that like my account was set on like open to jobs, and like so recruiters could contact me if they wanted to. But I didn't necessarily think like that'd be where I got a job. I mean, I think like people post jobs all the time, but I didn't necessarily think someone would reach out to me. And I think at the end of the day, that was like one of those things where I realized that all the stuff that I had put into my LinkedIn obviously like worked out well for me because they did reach out that way. So that's kind of almost one of those moments where like, okay, you did something right. But yeah.
No, that's awesome. And I mean, you created that situation for yourself by, you know, working on it, you know, prior to the fact, which is so awesome. So talking about being 21 and working through this, how has that kind of like, how have you been able to manage that and value your experience without feeling like, hey, I haven't been in this game for 25 years. You know, how have you still been able to see value within the things that you know, and then also share that value with others from your perspective?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is almost like acting like I know I'm supposed to be here. I think that's like one of those things where some people might be like, what? But I think like at the end of the day, like I know I have the skills to do this job. So just making sure that like, yes, I am really young, but knowing like they hired me for a reason. And I also think like having being young and in the kind of like social media realm is also like a big plus, because I have a totally different perspective than someone who's just 5 years older than me, that someone who's 10 or 15 years older than me. Just because what I think is like necessarily like trendy or trending or might be relevant to my age group is not going to be the same that is theirs. And I think that's like a cool perspective, because a lot of the things that like I would say on social media maybe not is not necessarily the thing that they would say, which I think is a cool almost perspective that I have that they don't. And also it really benefits me because I've learned a lot about kind of what someone that has more experience views social media as, and like the way that like they would want to type something out, or like maybe like a copy on a tweet or an Instagram caption or anything like that, is going to be totally different than like maybe something I view it as. But I think that's just like one of those things that benefits me and them, because I can really use even just like me scrolling on TikTok or Twitter or anything, it's going to be a totally different page than what they're gonna have based on who I follow or like what I like. And I think that's one thing that they like really told me, is that like we hired you for your perspective and the things that you can do that like you learned in college that we didn't. But also like I'd say TikTok is something that like a lot of the older generation does not use. And I think with my previous experience in my internship and learning how to like almost you can see every single trend as like a marketing perspective of like, okay, you can turn this into a football industry or an athletics industry, and kind of just having that outlook that I don't think necessarily people who haven't grown up around social media have. So I think that's been a really cool perspective.
No, definitely. I love that. I love that. So before we wrap up, I want to talk about, looking into the future. I know you talked about, wanting to ultimately run social media, manage social media for an NBA team. One, is there any particular team that you would love to work for? And then two, how are you using your experiences now to kind of take advantage of your situation to build your way closer and closer to that goal?
I don't think I have a specific team. I think one of the things that I've been like really strong about through my career is that you can love the idea of something, but until you're actually there, you don't necessarily know like the organization's like environment or like their morals or kind of what their like mission is. And so I think like I love living in South Florida again. I think that I loved going to college there, but I also think that like I don't necessarily know what inside of the Miami Heat looks like, or I'm from Dallas. I'm a big Dallas Mavericks fan, but like I don't know if I necessarily would love working for the Mavericks or stuff like that. And I think it's just kind of figuring out where my experience can take me, and where I like kind of fit in ultimately, and kind of not necessarily having like a straight narrow goal of like working for one team, because I think that kind of can almost like pigeonhole you a little bit. And where I want to go. And I think that right now, I think the biggest thing is, and I like love that Virginia Tech is about this, but they are truly like want to get me to where I want to go. So whether that's like staying at Virginia Tech for my whole career, staying at Virginia Tech for like a short period of time, they will help me network in any way possible. We had the ACC huddle come. And my boss made sure to introduce me to all ESPN people and like their social media person. I got that guy's number and I connected with him on LinkedIn. And then I met the ACC people at our West Virginia game last Thursday. And I reached out to her on LinkedIn. So just kind of making those connections where I can. And I think like one of the biggest things is like this role is kind of ever changing because the social media realm is changes a lot. And I think like having those people that maybe can vouch for you just like by meeting them, because I think that's what helped me in college a lot is just reaching out to people on LinkedIn, kind of just hearing their perspective, because even that like one conversation could lead to, well, in the future, like they might work there, or they might hear a job opening and they might reach out to you and see if that's something you want to work for. So I think just kind of right now, one, just getting into routine and like getting used to my day-to-day life, but also just making sure that I don't stop all the networking and stuff that I did on LinkedIn, and while I have a job, because at the end of the day, like there's always room to grow. And I think that if I can continue like my presence on LinkedIn, but also kind of just help out people below me and kind of learn, I kind of one of the things I want to do is be able to help people in college learn how to network the right way so they can end up with a job right out of school, kind of like I did. And I think that that's like a really big benefit for me and them.
I love that. And to think right now that you still have one extra piece of valuable advice that you haven't shared with us is just mind-blowing to me. So it is time for us to cash out where you leave us with your last piece of valuable advice, a little extra money for the road. So what do you have for us today?
I think my biggest thing is going to be to honestly, meet as many people as possible in the industry you're looking at. All throughout COVID, I was on LinkedIn. I was finding people that had my dream job, and I would just send them a connection with a note that was like, "Hi, like I go to this school. This is my major. I'm interested in your career path. I'd love to talk with you, just kind of about your job, and really figure out from like their perspective, not necessarily what you like see online about a job or like what you think might be your dream job, but finding people that are actually in that career path and discuss with them kind of what their day-to-day looks like. If that's something you're going to be interested in, then you should do that. And then also just join as many almost like, I know like they have a lot of like networking groups. One of the biggest ones for me is they have like women in sports group called A Seat at the Table. I'm on there. They have like chapters, so you can go to like different meetings. And then just really finding like whatever industry you're in, there is a way to kind of get inside it. I mean, when I was in South Florida, I'd go to the Miami Heat game and I'd find my connections that worked at the Miami Heat and I try to meet up with them just for like a simple 5 minute conversation, because that is going to lead you to a relationship that if they see a job opening, like they're gonna potentially reach out to you. And I think that that's a lot of things that college students don't look at, is the almost like personal side of it, is you can find your dream company, you can like apply to it, but if you know someone in there, like you're more likely to get that job. And I think that's something that I think is like a super valuable thing that I did, because I've made so many connections. I think I have like over 600 plus connections on LinkedIn, and I have people from like every single professional sports league in America, and that are on my LinkedIn connections. And I think that's something that's really valuable when I come to looking for my next step, is that I have people I can reach out to see if like there is a job opening, and it's not like I'm just connected with them on LinkedIn. I've actually had a conversation with them.
No, definitely, definitely. Well, this was absolutely unbelievably valuable. I know for everybody listening in the sports world, out of the sports world, I think this is awesome. And I have not a doubt in the world that wherever you go, whatever you do next, you're gonna absolutely crush it. So thank you so much for coming on. This was awesome, and I know you'll have continued success down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun talking about my experience.